CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 23rd of January, 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Call signs get Q for Queen's Jubilee. University Amateur Radio Clubs, National Radio Centre to reopen. Ofcom has kindly agreed to an RSGB request that radio amateurs licensed by Ofcom may celebrate the Platinum Jubilee of Her Majesty the Queen by using the Special Regional Secondary Locator Letter Q. This will be available for use throughout June 2022 and will require a notice of variation that will be available shortly via the RSGB website. The Society is also working on other events and activities that it hopes will appeal to a wide range of people. Further details will be arranged over the coming weeks. Are you a member of a university amateur radio club? Would you like to find one to join? Or, if you're keen to revive or even start a new one? The RSGB has created a web page to help university radio amateurs contact each other. You could also use the page if you're interested in learning more about amateur radio whilst you're at university. To see the list and find out how to add your details, visit the RSGB and look for University Corner. The National Radio Centre will reopen to visitors starting on Monday the 31st of January. It's planned to open 7 days a week. Visitors will be encouraged to wear face masks, though it won't be mandatory, and the number of people accessing the radio room will be limited. We regret that for the time being, visiting amateurs will not be able to operate the GB3RS station. The voucher system for RSG members to gain free admission to Bletchley Park is being reinstated and it's no longer necessary to book an arrival time at the park. The RSGB board is pleased to confirm the appointment of Chris Wood, GD6TWF, as honorary treasurer with immediate effect. Chris is a fellow of the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants and has spent many years as a senior accountant within the banking industry, with roles including director-level responsibilities and audit. Chris lives on the Isle of Man and continues to enjoy his long interest in yachting as a volunteer with the Isle of Man Sailing for the Disabled charity. He joined the RSGB and became licensed while still at school and has maintained his interest since. Jonathan Groves, M0VRI, has been co-opted to the RSGB board until the AGM 2022 to carry out a 3-month review of RSGB youth activities and opportunities. He's been an active member of the Examinations and Syllabus Review Group for some time and will be presented to the membership for endorsement as nominated director at the forthcoming RSGB AGM. Sad news now, we learnt this week that the founder and president of the Bangladesh Amateur Radio League, Saif D. Shaheed, S21A/KF6WJZ/G1NWJ, has become silent key at the age of 73. Over in the USA, the Federal Communications Commission has announced that amateur radio in the upper 500 megs of the 9-centimetre band must cease on the 14th of April. The affected spectrum, 3.45 to 3.5 gigahertz, was auctioned for around $22 billion and will be used for 5G. Now for details of rallies and event, the Red Rose Rally, originally planned for the 6th of Feb, has unfortunately had to be cancelled. Let us know your rally and event news as soon as possible. Email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and we'll publicise your event for free in Radcom, on GB2RS and online. Deadline for March Radcom is tomorrow, the 24th of January. Now for the DX News, Matthias DK4MN will be active from Aruba as P4 stroke call sign from today. I'm just seeing that because it says P4 stroke DL4MM and the original call sign is MN, so I'm not sure whether that's correct. Anyway, he'll be active in Aruba until the 1st of February. He'll focus on low bands and WARC, operating CWFT8 and SSB QSL via DL4MM. Well, seems to be MM then. Thomas DL1TPA will soon be active as 8Q7TP from Ra Atoll in the Maldives. He'll be running very low power on 20 and 10 metres and be on the air until the 29th of January, QSL via his home call. RAG LB3RE will be on the air on CW from the Svalbard Club Station JW5E from the 28th to the 30th of January, QSL home call. Paul G38HE/G8AFC will be operational from Peri Berry on the north coast of Mauritius Island until early April. Activity will be mostly daytime, mostly on 7 and 14 megs SSP, with 28 and 50 megs then when propagation permits. QSL details on qrz.com. Also, look for YC5YC/7 today and tomorrow, where EA7FTR will be operating from Kalimantan in Borneo. Activity will be HF, SSB and digital modes, QSL via home call, club log or logbook of the world. Now for special event news, a special event station GB1900HA will be on the air from the 24th of January to the 23rd of December. It marks 1900 years since the building of Hadrian's Wall, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Operations will be generally from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays, and the schedule published on the QRZ.com page for GB19H. Members of the SSAB Rahe Amateur Radio Club are operational as special event station OF60RR from Patijoki until the 1st of March, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the start of the construction of the Rautaruukki steel mill. QSL director OH8DR, apologies for pronunciation. Now for the contest news. When operating any contest, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following whatever pandemic-related government rules apply at the time. On Tuesday, the SHF UKAC takes place 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. All modes on the 13 to 3 centimetre bands. The exchange signal report serial number and locator. The UKEICC 80 metre CW contest takes place on Wednesday from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW only. 80 metre band exchanges your 6 character locator. Australia Day contest takes place from 2200 UTC on Wednesday to 1000 UTC on Thursday. Operations are on the 160 to 10 metre contest bands, plus VHF and UHF, CW and phone. The exchange is signal report and serial and number of years licensed. The CQ 160 metre CW contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday, runs to 2200 UTC on Saturday using CW only on the 160 metre band. The exchange is signal report and CQ zone. Next weekend, the REFCW contest takes place from 0600 UTC on Saturday to 1800 UTC on Sunday. Using CW only on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also next weekend, starting at 1300 UTC on Saturday and running to 1300 UTC on Sunday, is the UBA-SSB-DX contest using SSB, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had a bit of a geomagnetic roller coaster ride this week. KP index was down as low as 1 and up as high as 6, which sparked visible aurora at northern latitudes. This was caused by a solar wind stream which reached nearly 600 kilometres per second and contained a significant southward BZ component. This meant that it more easily coupled with the Earth's magnetic field, allowing the plasma to flow in. With regard to sunspots, we had a decline in sunspot numbers as the week progressed and the more active regions rotated off the visible disk. So ionospheric propagation was a mixed bag last week, buoyed by sunspots but adversely affected by the raised KP index. However, there were 10-metre openings to Australia and Malaysia, reported by CDXC members, and other 10-metre openings into Europe, noted on Monday the 17th. Indonesia also put in an appearance on 10 metres, FT8, on Tuesday, according to Chris20EEY on the 10 metre UK Net Facebook group. As always, keep an eye on the upper bands where you may get the odd surprise. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will continue to decline, perhaps starting at 102 and potentially finishing as low as 90, but geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be more stable, with a maximum KP index of 2 or 3 most of the week. Finally, there appears to be a problem with the data feed for the ProcQuest FOF2 critical frequency graph data from the USA. The graphs will return as soon as we start receiving information again. Now for VHF and up-propagation news, the coming week again looks as though it's going to be dominated by high pressure all over the country with some good tropo prospects. Also last week, the high centre may become displaced just to the west to allow a showery northwesterly in across Scotland and eastern England, thereby reducing the tropo for the eastern side of the country at times. As a general rule, long-lasting highs can provide some good options for DX tropo, 1,000 to 2,000 kilometres along the side of the high-pressure area, but aiming through the centre may be risky since the temperature inversion often descends to the surface and ducts the signal to the ground. Other propagation modes are also worth looking at, or at least worth getting a list of useful beacon frequencies at the ready. If activity is low, check what's happening on FT8 or MSK144 Meteor Scatter by calling CQ and using the PSK Reporter website, which you can easily find via Google, to see how far you're getting. As we are in the annual low period of meteor activity, random meteor scatter will be hard going unless you stick to the pre-dawn period. In view of the solar activity recently, perhaps there's a chance of an aurora. Moon declination goes negative again today, so moon windows will shorten, with perigee a week away, path losses are low and falling, so that's good for gigahertz band EME, but moon time will be limited due to the negative declination. For VHF EM ears, 144 meg sky noise starts low this week but increases, hitting a peak of over 3000 Kelvin next Saturday. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.